Welcome everybody, share number 1213. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Daiv, Ben Rabbaran Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And everybody should please have in mind that our learning of Hilcha Shabbos Shetaka be a protection for the soldiers, for everybody in Eretz Yisrael, and for all the Heilig Yidin all around the world. Getting back to our Malacha of Goizei's sharing. Okay, so interesting questions we want to talk about in reference to sharing, in other words, right, pulling out hair. And it comes up a lot, obviously, with a person's body in reference to pulling out hair. An interesting thing he brings down, does he say for Shabbos Home on 164. Sometimes a person, or a, I don't know about a person, but an adult, but a kid got gum in the hair, right? So what happens? The person got gum in the hair, and we all know if a person pulls out the gum, they will be pulling out hair from the head, for sure. I mean, that's pretty much a given, as long as it's stuck on, unless a person can somehow, you know, hold the hair and then pull off the gum. But in general, it's pretty much a done deal that, in other words, inevitably hair will be pulled out, when one removes gum. So, and gum in general is not, it's not a major, it's not something that's painful or whatever the case might be. So he brings down, does it say for Shabbos Home on page 164, it's forbidden with Takabi Osir on Shabbos to remove gum that adhered to hair. Now, if it's just somehow on the hair and just sitting there and it didn't get stuck on yet, it wasn't sticky or something like that, so that's fine. But if once the gum adhered to the hair, since some hair is inevitably pulled out in the process, right? He doesn't bring a source, but he does say it's a davar pashut. So obviously when you're pulling out hair, again, I'm sorry, that a person is removing gum that adhered, that it got stuck onto the hair, then since some hair is inevitably pulled out in the process, one should be careful not to pull out gum from the hair on Shabbos. Now, another interesting case brings down that was, by the way, in the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 164. The Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes brings down an interesting case on page 355. What about wax on the body, right? Somehow wax dripped on the body. On Shabbos, whatever, the hand was near a candle. I mean, obviously, we can't touch a candle, we can't move a candle. We're not talking about that. If it's a Havdalah candle, it's going to be after Shabbos. But somehow, a person's hand was near wax, or whatever the case is, person's hand was near possibly wax, near a candle, I'm sorry, and it dripped down. But be it as it may, bottom line is, a little bit of wax, is on a person's, let's say, on the arm, where they have some hair. So now, again, the same thing. You remove the wax. I'll pull off the wax. You know, I don't want the wax on my arm. I don't want the wax on my hand. So now I'm going to pull it off. So, and there's hair over there. The hair will be pulled out automatically. Now, so that's what he says. If one has wax on the body, they may not remove it. If it will almost certainly remove the hair with it, if it's on a part of the body that has hair. Okay, so that's another interesting, important point to keep in mind. Somebody has wax on the body part with his hair, and it's stuck on, so removing that is problematic because it will almost certainly remove hair with it. So one should be careful not to remove it on Shabbos. Okay, brings down the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, something which we spoke about also, just to review again, extremely important, something that comes up all the time. That is, we said, removing a piece of skin that is still attached constitutes the Torah prohibition, even if one uses their hands, because he brings this down from the Yabela, since one normally picks skin using their hand, like we spoke about from the skin on the lips, sometimes dried lips, and somebody goes, pulls off the skin with their fingers, or even to bite it off, is running into the Bir Allah, wanted to say, could be dealing with a question of a dioraisa of goize. So the same thing, because it's the normal way. This is how a person picks off skin. Removing a piece of skin, he brings down, again, the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes on page 352. Removing a piece of skin that is still attached constitutes a prohibition, even if one uses their hands. One may not remove skin that is dangling by the edge of their fingers. Okay, so again, to remove skin, sometimes we said last time you have a person that has dead skin or so on, that's dangling at the edge of their fingers, is not allowed to be done. Alts the malach of goizes, he brings this down from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Okay, I just want to read from the Sefer Shabbos Home in reference to the loose or dead skin, which we did talk about last time, the cuticles and so on. He brings down on page 160, does the Sefer Shabbos Home, removing partially detached skin from the body falls under the prohibition of Goizei's sharing. Okay. So although, so again, just the partially detached skin from the body is what we call a goizes. Although the prohibition, the iser, does not pertain to removing body parts, like we said, chas v'shalom, an arm, finger, whatever, that is not part of goizes. It does pertain to removing loose skin, even though you'll say, well, what's the difference? A loose skin or an arm, but no, it pertains to removing loose skin. We explained that in the past, because once skin becomes partially detached, now regular skin, I mean, that's a different story. But once skin becomes partially detached, he explains, it is not considered an intrinsic part of the body. Rather, it's like the hair, right? It's like hair. It has a din of hair, nails, which grow from the body. Again, these are things which are also to remove from the body, alt goizes, hair, nails, dead skin, and so on. Okay. Rather, it's like hair, nails, which grow from the body, dead skin, warts we spoke about, and the skin of blisters and so on, and boils are also have a din. They're sort of like hair and nails, and is prohibited taka also to cut them from the body, which we explained last time also, just reviewing it and summing it up in the Sefer Shabbos Home. Okay, just to finish reading in that section what he's talking about with the dead skin, removing, again, the Sefer Shabbos Home, removing loose or dead skin with an instrument, for example, a cuticle cutter like these, for these little pieces of skin that have such a cutter that takes it off easily, would taka be aser min hatayris, aser biblically, that's aser min hatayris, because once you use an instrument, that's a regular way, peeling, abiding it off is only aser midrabanan, and others wanted to say even that could be a deraisa, possibly depending on what part of the body, by the lips we saw that the bir halacha wanted to say it's a deraisa. Okay, but be it as it may, we want to keep in mind the Raisa or the Rabbanan still usher to do, since it's not considered the usual manner of removing skin. However, like we said, he brings down, like we spoke about last time, a while back, biting skin off the lips does fall under the biblical, the Isser Min HaTorah, since the skin is normally removed by biting. So that's what we saw from the Bir Halacha. And one last thing, which we mentioned also, just he brings it down, just to go through it while we're here, it is permitted, it is allowed to peel off, to peel the scab of a wound. The person has a scab on a wound. You can peel it off, provided that it can be done without inevitably drawing blood. So we spoke about that. So you pull off a scab, most of the time it's going to bleed, so you can't do it, right? So that's the malacha. The malach of shoychet, slaughtering, you can't make yourself bleed. But first, no, I pull off the scab, it's already pretty much off, right? A scab in general, we said, was dried up blood. Since a scab does not grow from the body, but merely consists of dry blood that adheres to the skin, removing it is not considered shearing. The removal of that, so that's the bottom line. If a person has to remove a scab, that would not be goizes. But one does have to be careful if they know they're going to bleed, so then you still can't do it because it's the malacha of shoychet, making oneself bleed. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tuv.